USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, the homes of both leaders of the U.S. House and Senate were vandalized this weekend. Spray paint on the door of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home today reads, "Where's my money?" and "Mitch kills the poor." It also happened at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco. Here's USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "cancel rent" and "we want everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
"I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred."
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility.
Senator McConnell and fellow Republicans on New Year's Day blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
"The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool."
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Republicans are still not giving up efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election.
Texas's Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday threw out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert saying last night he'll appeal. He tells Newsmax the courts are sending a troubling message.
"But the bottom line is, the court is saying, we're not going to touch this. You have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa and BLM."
Gohmert says he expects a judge to rule on his appeal before Wednesday. That's when Congress will meet to formally record the Electoral College results. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Senate runoffs in Georgia are 3 days away. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have scheduled rallies in the Peach State on Monday. Republican David Perdue remains in quarantine after someone on his reelection staff tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Upsets in college football, and went down to the wire in the Gator Bowl. Kentucky had a 2-touchdown lead over number 23 NC State at halftime, and the Wildcats hang on for a 23-21 win over the Wolfpack. Old Miss held off a fourth-quarter rally from number 11 Indiana to win the Outback Bowl 26-20. Number 10 Iowa State and Oregon are playing in the Fiesta Bowl, and at 5 p.m. Pacific, it's Texas A&M and North Carolina. Word of the year, it wasn't any surprise that pandemic took the title from Merriam-Webster.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A 4-year-old Texas boy was shot and killed just moments after midnight on New Year's morning. A man celebrating the ball drop fired off a gun in an apartment complex in Arlington. 21-year-old Xantelier Foster Hooks is charged with manslaughter in the boy's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.